So dear listeners, that was Radio Sai Vedam Tutor, and it's time for Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom like we have on every Thursday. Last week we took a break and we had Radio Sai Song Classroom, and that is something that we want to do. In the coming weeks we will have some of the popular songs which have been sung by the students of Bhagwan's University and which Bhagwan loved. We will learn those songs. We will learn the history of those songs, how Bhagwan commented on those songs, how those songs helped the students to strengthen their love and relationship with Bhagwan. A lot of stories behind each of these compositions. So we will take up more songs, but today it is back to bhajans. So let's begin a new episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom with a prayer.
Let us offer our most reverential and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that every moment of our lives we know that you are the one orchestrating every second that we experience. We know that you are that divine master who is guiding our destiny at every step, at every juncture, at every bend, and every instance of our lives. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a bhajan where we adore our beloved Bhagwan as the supreme preceptor, as the Satguru. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Jai Narayana Sadguru Deva.
So this is what we will be learning now, and like in every episode of this program, we will begin with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga. We will listen to the explanation of the meaning of the bhajan from Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Baba's University, a composer and a gifted musician and an expert bhajan singer. And after this, we will listen to the final Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan. So let's begin with the lyrics.
Jai Narayana Sadguru Deva Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva. Jai Narayana Sadguru Deva Nirakara Sakara Tumhi Ho Purna Brahma Avatara Tumhi Ho Parti Purishwara Sai Mahadeva.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, let's move on to how this bhajan should be sung. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh give us a beautiful demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Madhyam. Jai Narayana Sadguru Deva.
Jai Narayana Sadguru Deva.
Jai Narayana Sadguru Deva.
Jai Narayana Sadguru Deva.
Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva.
Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva.
Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva.
గాయన నర్తన ప్రియ సాయి దేవా
జయ నారాయణ సద్గురుదేవా
జయ నారాయణ సద్గురుదేవా
నిరాకార సాకార తుమ్హీ హో
నిరాకార साकार तुम ही हो
पूर्ण ब्रह्म अवतार तुम ही हो
पूर्ण ब्रह्म अवतार तुम ही हो
प्रतिपुरीश्वर साई महादेवा
प्रतिपुरीश्वर साई महादेवा
प्रतिपुरीश्वर साई महादेवा
प्रतिपुरीश्वर साई महादेवा
జయ నారాయణ సద్గురుదేవా.
సో దట్ ఈస్ ద మెలడీ ఆఫ్ ద భజన్. వి అడోర్ ద లార్డ్ యాజ్ ద సుప్రీం మాస్టర్, ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మ్యూజిక్, అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఎ కంపోజిషన్ which has so many beautiful elements in it, beautiful subtle touches here and there as you heard. And for those of us who are keen students of music, it will really help us to sing this bhajan better if we know what is the technical structure of this bhajan. And Anirudh is here with us in the studios to tell us more about the raga of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan, and what he thinks about how we can render this bhajan with as less errors as possible. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the structure and the composition?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
It's a beautifully composed bhajan based on Rag Bageshri in the both streams of music. Well, if you ask me how the structure as the composition is, I can see the first thing which comes to my mind is this bhajan needs a lot of practice to sing, as it is not a simple namavali or a bhajan of four lines where the each line of the bhajan is like straight notes or standing. This has lot of, you know, going up and down,
lot of transitions, subtle transitions,
and then, you know, going through the notes of the raga, the expressions, the typical phrases of the raga Bageshri, which goes like this:
sa ga ma ga ni sa సని దమ పద గగ మహరిని దస సగ మదని ని దని స
say that sagamada nisa, that's all the five notes, but the way in which these five notes are sung, it's a beautiful raga Bageshri, very pleasant, very soothing. So, and as far as this bhajan is concerned, like the first line, suppose Jai Narayana Sadguru Deva,
Jai Narayana Sadguru Deva.
So when you sing this first line, the some things are very important things to keep in mind is like
Jai Narayana.
So you have the two words Jai Narayana. So you have the lot of time gap between the two words. So you're filling the gap with the beauty of the raga, the phrases of the raga.
Jena dasani damagari jenarayana.
So it's like you're making it more beautiful. Well, if you ask me to sing like a plain
jenarayana sadgurudeva,
so well, it is more beautiful if you sing like
Jainarayana Sadgurude.
It's more adoring the Lord in a sweet way. You're
yes.
Feeling the composition, basically. Since you asked me the beauty of the bhajan based on this Bhageshri, I had to discuss all this. And then you have many similar bhajans in this raga, like
Amba Mandahasavadani Mano Hari Sai Jagajanani.
In this bhajan also, it's a beautiful
very
bhajan.
You can never get tired of listening to this bhajan.
Yeah. Manohari Sai Jagajanani. The Manohari phrase is so beautiful.
Yes.
Manohari Sai Jagajanani.
So there's a lot of feeling in the rendition of these bhajans.
Yes.
So we require a lot of practice.
Yes.
Because first we get to know the tune of the bhajan, then
yes.
we practice and then get the feel of the bhajan.
Yes.
The beauty of the bhajan lies in the feel, the bhava,
yes.
as Swami says. And also you have
Jaya Jaya Raghunandana Jaya Janaki.
That's in 6 beat.
Om Shiva.
Yeah, the Jaya Jaya Raghunandana was in 6 beat. And the Namavali in Bhageshri is
yes.
Om Namah Shivaya Namo Narayana.
Sweet soothing raga.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Every bhajan sounds so melodious. In
yeah,
this
it's a melodious and it sounds beautiful in many instruments, flute,
yes,
sitar. Of course, we have the
Jaya Jaya Raghunandana,
a sitar rendition of this bhajan in our instrumental bhajans volume 2. It's a beautiful rendition of both sitar and flute.
Amazing. So shall we explore the bhajan and the raga further? Shall we go line
yeah.
by line?
We shall come back to this bhajan, Jaya Narayana Sadgurudeva. So we will take the first line and then explore the swaras as to what notes it goes through and then try to sing in the swaras. Let's
sure.
do the first line.
Jaya Narayana Sadgurudeva Dasanida Magari Garinida Sasa Dasani Damagare Garini Dasasa Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva Nisadani Samamaga Gamadada Padanida
Nisadani samamaga gamadara padanida
Jainarayana Sadguru Deva Gamadani sanida magari garinida sasa
Gamadani sanida magare garinida sasa
Nirakar sakar tumhi ho Manida sasa sasa sarini sanida
Mani dasa sa 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 sarini sanida
Purna Brahma avatar tumhi ho Madani sa sa dani dani sarigari sani sanida
Madani sa sa, dani dani sa ni ga ni sa ni sa ni da.
Parti Purishwara Sai Mahadeva. Da 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 ni da ma ga re ga re ni da sa sa.
Da 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 ni da ma ga re ga re ni da sa sa.
Well, it's like many bhajans. It sounds beautiful when you hear with the notes, and this is a bhajan which definitely needs good amount of practice before we can actually sing, isn't it, Anil?
Yeah, definitely. It requires a lot of, maybe we get to know about the notes of the raga, that arohana and avarohana which we discussed earlier, and then maybe we can analyze each line and see which note you have to stand, and then you know, where you have to stand those notes properly, and then, so it takes some time and effort to do, and
the notes will help us to get a good idea of how to stand, how the bhajan is structured, where you have to really practice.
Yeah, you will get the skeleton, the structure, the basic structure of the bhajan, composition. So then you can work on it as to how to improvise or how to stand on the notes which are there. So this exercise definitely helps all of us.
Yes, absolutely.
And those instrumentalists who wish to play in their instruments.
Yes. So shall we do the beat of the bhajan?
Yeah, we shall go for the beat of this bhajan. The beat is 8-beat, Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, also called as Keherva in the Hindustani music. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jai Narayana Sagurudeva.
Jai Narayana Sagurudeva.
Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva.
Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva.
Jainarayana Sagurudeva.
Jainarayana Sagurudeva.
So thank you, Arvind Sai, for that demonstration on the Kanjira, and Anirudh, I think it was a lovely session.
Thank you, Bishu. Sai Ram.
So we now move on to the next important aspect of bhajan singing, and that is bhava. And for this bhajan, we have Brother Sonam sharing his reflections and insights and how this bhajan enables him to connect with the divine.
Sai Ram, Brother Sonam, and welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom once again.
Sai Ram, Vishu. It's a great privilege again being back here.
So today we have a bhajan to dwell on Bhagwan as the Sadguru.
Yeah.
And I think whenever you discuss of Bhagwan as the Sadguru, I feel that is the ultimate.
Yeah.
Because he is that, whatever he is for us, mother, father, teacher, guru, ultimately he is that unrelenting, most compassionate divine master who wants to ensure that we reach the goal.
Definitely.
And he will do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
So please, if you can share what thoughts fill your consciousness when you dwell on this bhajan.
Well, Vishu, this bhajan takes me back in time to the early 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
When the composer of this bhajan, I say composer in a very practical sense,
mm-hmm.
we know who the composer is. But the one who was instrumental in the manifestation of this bhajan, I would say, he was a music teacher here in our Prashanti Nilayam school.
Okay.
And Swami had brought him all the way from MP, Madhya Pradesh.
Okay.
And he was Pandit Shyam Srivastava ji.
Okay.
And he had composed many beautiful bhajans, so many beautiful circumstances that led to those compositions.
Mm-hmm.
And one such bhajan was this Jai Narayan Sadguru Deva. And this is one bhajan that he composed when he was going through a very difficult patch in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would every day circumambulate the Ganesha temple. And then while doing that, he composed this bhajan.
Oh, wow. So he was not sitting with the harmonium to compose.
No.
This just came out of a prayer to the Lord while circumambulating Lord Ganesha.
So when he was doing that.
Wow.
And then I had the privilege to learn this bhajan from him and sing it before Bhagwan.
Oh, so you're the first person to sing it.
Yes. And
wow.
Those were times when Guruji, we used to call him very lovingly Guruji, he would have a string of bhajans that he would want us to sing here.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the mandir, he would tell me that today your auntie wants you to sing this. He would refer to his wife, not himself. So this bhajan, the induction of a bhajan, introduction of a new bhajan, last time also in one of our sessions, I had made a mention of it. It used to be very elaborate.
Mm.
And we would see to it that everything was in tune. The right person playing the right tabla.
Yes.
And then not too many people clapping there. So that the bhajan wouldn't be drowned.
Yes.
First time it's being sung.
Hear it clearly.
And right from the morning, Swami would, you know, with the flicker of his eyes, he would look at us and say, is there a new song for this evening?
He would be waiting and
eagerly
expecting.
Waiting. Yeah.
He would be also creating the ambience.
Exactly.
Wow.
He would have, after composing the bhajan through somebody, then he would wait for the bhajan to be sung through somebody, and then he would sit there, and then he would enjoy it.
Wow.
The whole experience used to be so beautiful. In the morning itself, he would look at one of us, and then with a small gesture, he would look at us and say, is there a new song today? Unspoken words. And then we would just shake our heads and say, yes, Swami. And then Swami would make another small, beautiful gesture. Okay, then in the evening. Then he would sit there and then wait for the bhajan to be sung. So this bhajan also was sung like that. Maybe I was over-enthusiastic. So when I sang the bhajan, I sang something like this. Something like this I did. Didn't come out very well.
Mm-hmm.
Like it didn't come out well even now. And then the next day, granted me and my family an interview, my grandmother, sister, mother and me. And there, in that interview, he referred to that bhajan which I had sung the previous day.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that when you sing a bhajan, the first line that you sing for the first time should be as simple as anything, as simple as simplicity itself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it complex because it's a presentation, introduction of the bhajan to the listeners. So make it very simple. And then the second time when you repeat it, you can emphatically give some brigas, Swami said.
Mm-hmm.
And then make it sound more beautiful. But don't do it in the first instance. Like to that extent, very graphically, very minutely, he would go all about telling us how to sing a bhajan, how to introduce a bhajan even. Forget about singing, but introducing the bhajan. Then when I learned this bhajan from Panditji told me that mere paas ek bahut sundar bhajan hai. And then he told me the circumstances under which he had composed the bhajan. The bhajan had come to him. And then he said that this bhajan is in Bhageshwari.
Mm-hmm.
And sing it before Bhagwan. And then when I, in due course of time, I would have sung this bhajan so many times before Bhagwan. And then I would listen to Guruji also singing this bhajan before Bhagwan. And there used to be another student, Sanjeev Barbara. Three or four of us, we would sing this bhajan quite frequently. I used to feel that, you know, the very first line itself, Jai Narayan Sadguru Deva. Now these were the ways in which the teacher, the person who composed this bhajan, told me the bhava of the bhajan.
Hmm.
So that's what I'm going to share because it is his bhava which should be shared with the people. He said that the first line itself that struck to him, it was that if there is anybody in this entire cosmos whose name should be extolled, it should be Sadgurudeva, who is no other than Narayan himself. Then he told me that the thought that came to his mind was that when you cry with so much devotion and the tears stream down your eyes, those drops of tears, they are the very manifestation of God as Narayan. Because Swami has said, Nara plus Nayan is Narayan. He said so simply, it's such a beautiful thing.
Amazing.
So when you cry with so much devotion, then that very moment when you cry in ecstasy, you are having the darshan of, you are experiencing and having the direct darshan, sakshat darshan of Narayan himself. So you don't have to look for a name and form. The tears are the name and form of Narayan.
And that, because that's what Narayana means. Narayana is on that ocean of, we say nectar.
Nectar.
And it is that nectar of people's devotion.
People's devotion, exactly. And I still remember at one time Swami was telling some students there in the veranda that if you ever cry, don't cry out of self-pity. Because when you cry out of self-pity and the feeling of poor me, then the tears that come from your eyes, the tears roll down through the corner of the eye, Swami said. And those tears are very painful. Sometimes it gives you a very bad headache, Swami said. But the tears that roll down the center of the eye, those are tears of devotion. And those tears are very redeeming tears.
Oh wow.
It redeems you completely, and after the session, after the experience, you feel completely cleansed. You feel completely elevated. You don't feel that you are in this world anymore. At least for some time. So that feel should come to you when you sing a bhajan. So the very first line itself, Jai Narayana Sadgurudeva, Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva. The second line is so beautiful. Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva. Sometimes we very physically say that Swami loves dancing. Swami loves people to dance around him. Or Swami loves his Nataraja. He loves dance and he also loves music. But when you look at Bhagwan, and every time this has been my experience, when Swami walks around and whatever Swami does, it's like a beautiful dance.
Oh yeah.
I would definitely request all our sisters and brothers throughout the world that they should see this movie, this film on Swami, Love Dance. You remember that movie? It really, the cameraman, he really shows those aspects of a beautiful darshan in session. When Swami's darshan, when Swami walks around, when Swami talks to somebody in slow motion, looks like a beautiful dance. And many people would also write that Swami didn't walk, Swami glides. So you don't have to really imagine a Nataraj doing that wonderful dance up there in the Kailash. Even our own Bhagwan, when he walks around, when he talks to us, when he walks towards us or away from us, everywhere on the ground, he's just dancing. It's a dance of sheer pure love. So Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva is such an appropriate expression. Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva.
There are even times when Bhagwan has actually danced. Right from the time of when he was a little one as Rishchandra Mani.
Yeah.
He actually danced and did those amazing feats of lifting that needle with his eyelids.
With his eyelids.
Eyelids. To that, right from then, you have also instances when, I think it was in 1999-2000, we had this Burakatha presentation and Bhagwan actually danced in the Trai Vrindavan hall and showed the Burakatha participants how to dance.
Oh, so beautiful.
He actually did those steps. He lifted his robe and did those steps. I mean, we have that Bhagwan who has danced on the outside, who is dancing around us, inside us.
Yes.
And everywhere. I mean, the whole
everywhere.
Cosmos, as you said, is the dance.
Exactly.
Of his glory.
Exactly. When you look at the whole creation, the whole nature around you. And then for those who have eyes to see.
Correct.
For them, it's all beautiful dance. The dance of ecstasy going all around throughout, whole nature dancing, whole nature enraptured, whole of nature singing. It's so beautiful. And this is what the Lord has taught us. But for this opportunity, definitely we wouldn't be sitting here and talking like this.
Absolutely.
That is the grace of the Sadguru. The grace of the Sadguru is such that when you even think of God, the goal of every life, come as our guide, taken a human form, and then guiding us towards Him.
Yes.
It's such a beautiful expression.
In fact, when you are talking about dance, I'm reminded of two scientists. One is Sir Albert Einstein, who said there are two ways to look at the world.
Yeah.
Either you see the world where everything is a miracle, or nothing is a miracle.
Yeah.
And our late beloved President Abdul Kalam ji.
Abdul Kalam ji.
I have read Wings of Fire, the book which has details of his personal life and more of an autobiographical account.
Yes.
Therein, so beautifully he explains that how, as a scientist, when he was studying the atom and when he saw the dance of the electrons and the protons, he says, I could not but relate to anything other than the dance of Shiva.
Such a beautiful statement.
What else can you see when you see in that emptiness, you see the electrons the way they are going round and round, and they are the basis of this creation. And the more the pressure, the greater is the velocity. So he used to very beautifully relate everything to the cosmic principle of Shiva and Shakti.
Oh, I must read this book. So beautiful.
Because I remember this because you said those who have the eyes to see, they can see the dance.
Yes, exactly.
Of the Creator. They can see the dance of the Creator in the creation. And there are this, such enlightened souls who, by God's grace, were gifted with those eyes to see.
Definitely. Definitely. The eyes to see and the ears to hear also.
Yes.
Hear what is unheard of, you know.
Yes.
So, before we speak more further about this bhajan, can I sing two lines of this bhajan?
Please.
Jai Narayana Sadguru Deva, Jai Narayana Sadguru Deva, Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva, Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva, Jai Narayana Sadguru Deva, Nirakar Sakar Tumi Ho, Purna Brahm. Nirakar Sakar Tumhi Ho. Such a beautiful expression. Because after the second line, the composition goes into extolling Him as the Nirakar as well as the Sakar. You are the Nirakar and Sakar. What a beautiful thought.
The one with form and the also the one who is formless.
Yeah. Nirakar Sakar Tumi Ho, Purna Brahma Avatar Tumi Ho, Partipurishwar Sai Mahadeva, Partipurishwar Sai Mahadeva, Jai Narayana Sadguru Deva. Nirakar Sakar Tumhi Ho, Purna Brahma Avatar Tumhi Ho, Partipurishwar Sai Mahadeva. Just emitting from the deepest recesses of his experience, of his enlightenment, this bhajan is not a bhajan as one who has sung this bhajan many times, I would definitely vouch and tell you today that this is not a bhajan which was written by somebody with a motive to compose a bhajan. But the very form of the bhajan, the melody of the bhajan, the rhythmic structure of the bhajan, and the feel of the bhajan is such that only the divine could have composed such a beautiful bhajan. And an extremely versatile bhajan, which can be sung by singers in any genre of music. It's such a beautiful composition. You give it to a very, very expert singer, maybe an exponent of the Hindustani tradition or Carnatic tradition or Ghazal or anything. And in any genre, this bhajan can be sung so beautifully.
Amazing. In fact, when you think about it, Nirakar Sakar Tumi Ho, Purna Brahma Avatar Tumi Ho.
Yes.
You're describing the whole all-pervading, encompassing principle of the divine, because he's the one with form, without form. He's the complete, as Purna Madam, Purna, Purna Midam, you know, he's the one who's Purna Avatar. He's the one who's complete. And if you see the definition of Guru that Bhagavan gives, Guru, so this is the one who is Gunatita and who's Rupa Varjita.
Rupa Varjita.
Without form, and without attributes. And that is what, you know, we have started adoring him as that Sadguru.
And he also says that Guru is one who has the Guri.
Yes.
So he is the one who has the Tattva in him.
Yes.
If one wants to do Tattva Darshan, then it is only through the grace of the Guru. And ultimately, whom we find at the end of our quest is the Guru again.
Yes. And finally you come to Parthi Parishwar Sai Mahadeva. It is that same Sadguru who that formless one, but out of his immense love, who came in this form of Satya Sai.
Rounds up the whole experience in the last line.
Yes.
Parthi Parishwar Sai Mahadeva.
At that time, really, definitely tears will flow down because tears will flow down only out of gratitude.
Exactly.
Out of gratitude that, you know, Sadguru, he will go to any extent, as we said, and, you know, if needed, he will encase himself in time and space and flesh and blood just for ourselves, just to give us that that love and that grace.
And whenever we think of Narayan or Mahadeva, these names, you know, it evokes a type of situation, a type of form of these deities, of these gods, like one who has Shankha Chakra Gada. The moment you talk about Narayan, normally this is what used to be our experience, my experience. The moment someone would tell me about Vishnu, I would visualize Vishnu, Vishankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. Or whenever someone would tell me about Shiva, I would think of Shiva on Kailash with Damaru and Trishul and all that. But for the first time, the whole world has been given this beautiful spiritual message of Bhagwan that God is a universal abstraction. Not only a name and a form. But then there is so much depth in these names and forms.
Absolutely.
So much significance that people can go deeper and deeper and deeper into it and completely be lost in it.
I think that is really very beautiful about Bhagwan, and I think that's the greatest blessing of having the Sadguru in human form, because only he can give us that.
Exactly.
Because if you look at every festival or every name of the Lord, there is a superficial meaning. But there is a meaning at so many levels.
Yeah.
Bhagwan has given us all these meanings.
Yeah.
Depending on our level of spiritual evolution, we can relate to him. Just like, you know, such a beautiful thing emerged when you said that Narayana is basically just that expression of tears of ecstasy.
Yeah.
That is what is Narayana. Narayana reclines on that ocean.
Yes, exactly.
But he reclines on this bhava.
This
Bhavasagara.
Yeah, Bhavasagara.
Bhavasagara.
Yes, exactly.
And takes us from this Bhavasagara, but he reclines on this Bhavasagara, and which is made up of these tears.
Made of these tears. It's not the Chiri Sagara.
Yeah, it is this Bhavasagara. Yes, and I think that is very beautiful. And when I think about this second line also, Gayana Nartana, Sai Deva, there's again, I mean, so many scenes just flood your mind when you think about how Bhagwan loved music.
Yeah,
how you could so easily win the heart of God through just one instance of pure music, one pure feeling expressed beautifully through music. And exactly. You have in that instant, God forgets everything, what you are, what you have done, everything He forgets.
Yes.
He will just, He's all out and He's willing to...
All forgiving
and just fill you with grace.
Yes.
Just because for that 2 minutes, you delivered something beautifully.
Yeah.
Musically. And with feeling.
Yeah, with feeling. It was not superficial.
Yes.
Because when the person was singing,
yes,
the composition led him into a very pure state of mind.
Yes.
A pure state of ecstatic mind, a pure state of complete supplication.
Yes.
At that point of time. So within those 2 minutes or 3 minutes of singing, because that happened,
yes,
to that person, because he went through that experience and that was the form of his supplication, form, yes, of his submission to the Master. The Master forgave him.
Yes.
So the song, the music per se, helped him,
yes,
in his spiritual progress, in his spiritual, you know, supplication to the Master.
Yes.
So that, I think, is so mutual.
Yes.
When a good composition is sung, the composition helps the person to develop a frame of mind,
yes,
wherein the ego is shattered completely,
wow,
pulverized.
I think that is the power of music.
That's
the power of music. Exactly. Unconsciously, it will elevate you.
Yeah, unconsciously.
And I also like to think about this line as, it is not only that God is a lover of music, and you know, God is thrilled when good music is offered with devotion. I would like to think of it also as how music also loves to be offered to God.
Yes.
You know, music also, ultimately, the source of music is God. And music finds its fulfillment when it is offered to God.
Exactly.
Gayana, Nartana. You know, all the Gayana and all the dance, ultimately, even these art forms,
yeah,
they are seeking only that goal.
Exactly.
And there is that culmination of the devotee's feeling as well as this art form, which is nothing but an expression of the Mother. You know, you have such powerful forces which are culminating at the lotus feet, and obviously you draw the grace of the Divine.
I still remember, I think this I must share with you.
Sure.
Long back, there was a music cultural program,
mm-hmm,
and there were boys who were dancing. And then Swami said, now you have danced like artists. And you have choreographed the whole dance, you have learned the dance, all the steps, and you did it. But then, the Lord is pleased only when a devotee in utter ecstasy starts dancing by itself.
Oh.
The dancing for the love of, not for the love of dance, but because he is in love. The art completely vanishes there. Then Swami gave the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Oh, wow.
Then Swami said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not a dancer. And he would have never in his lifetime even thought of himself as a dancer, by profession or by passion. But he would dance when he was in ecstasy. And when you are ecstatic, when you are filled with bliss, the natural expression of that bliss is dance. Mm. So Swami said, don't be superficial when you dance. You are dancing in the presence of the avatar. And when you dance in the presence of the avatar, you should be in ecstasy.
Wow.
So that type of, when the mind completely, you know, wants to free itself from the cage, and then wants to go into ecstasy, at that time, dance becomes the natural expression. So I think Gayana Nartana Priya Sai Deva doesn't love dance per se,
yes,
but then a dance which gets manifested, which gets expressed in this form, in this manner.
Wow, I think that's a very, very powerful lesson for all singers and everyone who participates in bhajan session. I think the moment you get the thought that I'm a singer,
yeah,
and I'm going to sing this bhajan, that is where you have to rethink, because all Bhagwan wants is you become a devotee first.
Yeah. Don't be an artist. I don't want artists. I want devotees.
Yeah. you just have to be a devotee who, while expressing your devotion to the Lord, happen to use this medium of a bhajan.
Exactly.
I think if that is ingrained in everybody in the bhajan session, and especially in singers, I think then without effort, every singer will elevate the session, and the whole session will elevate not only each member but the entire surrounding, I think.
Definitely.
Or environment. Wow. Thank you very much, sir. I think we have ruminated on such powerful concepts, and you know, every bhajan is like an ocean. It's every an ocean bhajan. Of,
yes,
of
yes.
Bhava.
Every bhajan, Swami says, is an Advaita Darshan.
Is an Advaita Darshan.
Every bhajan.
Yes.
And you don't have to read all the scriptures, just sing that one bhajan properly. Yes. The scriptures are not only learned, but you would have already practiced them.
Practiced. Every bhajan has the potentiality of taking us across this ocean of bhava.
100%. Yeah.
Just like Manasa Bhajari Guru Charan, every bhajan has
every
that.
Every bhajan.
Amazing. Wonderful, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bhagwan.
So that was Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim, a student of Bhagwan's university, who came to his lotus feet way back in the 70s and who has made bhajans the mission of his life. And now let's listen to how this bhajan sounds when sung by the students of his university in the Prashanti Nilam Mandir.
Jaya Narayana Sadgurudeva, Jaya Narayana Sadgurudeva.
Thank you.
that, we come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sarai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you like this episode. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosarai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sumit and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.
So with that, it's time to move on to the next segment of our day-long Thursday Live, Radio Sai Children's Hour. Prem and Ganesh are waiting to take over for a new episode of Radio Sai Children's Hour, and I will be back after Radio Sai Children's Hour. And today we are going to continue our reminiscences of the Sai Global Symphony that was presented to Bhagwan on the evening of his 90th birthday on November 23rd, 2015. There are beautiful interactions and insights of the leading musicians who participated in this symphony, which had 126 musicians from 16 countries offering their love to Bhagwan. So we will hear from them, we will listen to beautiful snippets of how the symphony fell into place and how Bhagwan was there, as always, orchestrating the whole event, within and without. For now, Radio Sai Children's Hour. Keep listening. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.